Bonjour, nous sommes la 11 VP1 du collège du Vernet à Puydeau. Dans le cadre de nos cours d'anglais, nous avons créé des parodies inédites du Petit Chaperon Rouge. So have fun and listen to our wonderful stories. Once upon a time, there was a little hipster girl. She had a beard and some piercing. She wore a checked shirt, a little red woolly hat, jeans with holes, and two big glasses. All the hipsters loved her when they saw her personality. She was really loved in the street and by the Carrot Party. But sometimes bad people wanted to punch her, so she learned how to punch attackers back. One day, her mother asked her, "Bring some gluten-free quinoa and beer nectar to your grandma." But her grandmother lived in Beauvais, and little red woolly hat in the middle of Paris. Beauvais was far away from the French capital. Her first problem was that she had to cross Saint-Saint-Denis, where she met a bad wolf. He asked her, "Where are you going, little hipster girl?" "I'm going to see my grandmother. I have to bring her some gluten-free quinoa and some beer nectar."
Stay or should I go? Take a step.
And where does your lovely grandmother live?
She lives in Beauvais.
Oh my god, this is goddamn far away from here.
But the scum was cunning, so he told her,
I think that you should go through Rouen. It's a nice town.
And Little Red Hat accepted to do so while the hooligan went straight to Beauvais.
When the scum arrived at Beauvais, he saw the grandmother there.
He was a little bit disappointed because she was breakdancing.
He tried to stop her, but he couldn't, because the wolf was embarrassed by her dance.
So he caught her and put her in the attic of her house.
A long moment later, Little Red Hat arrived at his grandmother's house and saw the wolf, who told her that he was her grandmother.
However, Little Red Hat asked him,
but Grandma, why are you wearing this awful cape?
It is to protect myself from the sun.
Why do you have some hairs?
This is because it's very cold in winter.
And why are you wearing an undershirt?
Because it's fashion.
And what a voice you have. But you aren't my grandmother. She isn't for a girl like you.
It's because I must come. The sound of footsteps became very noisy.
Suddenly, Little Red Hat saw the ceiling break. Her dear grandmother apparated on the floor and said,
this isn't a man. It's a bad wolf. Punch him, my little girl.
The girl plucked up courage, beat him and bumped him into a door. The wolf was Keiho.
They were all really happy, except the wolf, who was in a hospital for re-education.
The grandmother and Little Red Hat ate quinoa and drank blue nectar. They were happy again, because nobody and nothing annoyed them anymore. Little Red Hat never spoke to wicked scums again.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world, I'm turning inside out, yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy, so
don't stop me now, don't stop me,
'cause I'm having a good time,
having a good time,
the shooting star leaping through the sky. Defying the laws of gravity, I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you. Such a good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
'Cause I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me now.
Yes, I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all.
collision course. I am a satellite, I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload like an atom bomb about to explode. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic woman of you. Don't stop me, don't stop me, don't stop me.
Hey, hey.